Hi, my name is Matt Schlummer, and I conduct the band at Interlaken Arts Academy, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Matt Schlummer. That's Matt himself playing our Kids Commute theme. We'll hear more from Dr. Schlummer in just a moment because it is band week on IPR's Kids Commute. Welcome to day two. And we are here with Dr. Matthew Schlummer. He's director of bands here at Interlaken Arts Academy. And we're talking about stuff he loves about band this week. Matt, you were talking about how something that you really love about band is teamwork.
Yes, band is amazing because you get to play with other people. Now, it is really awesome to play an instrument all by yourself. But playing with other people makes it even more exciting.
Since it's teamwork, it's everybody working together, let's identify the players on the band team.
I like it.
Okay, so who are our players?
Well, we have our instruments grouped into the ways that they make sounds. So in general, we have three different teams. We have the woodwind team, and those are instruments that all are either made of wood or make their sound with a little piece of wood on the end called a reed.
So let's hear a little bit of woodwind music.
So this is Percy Grainger's composition called Molly on the Shore with a really cool clarinet part.
So we've met the woodwinds. Who's the next member of our team?
Well, the next team that we'll look at is the brass. And the brass is all made of a metal that's called brass. And then they also make sounds the same way. They put their lips together almost like saying M, and then they just blow air through it. So it sounds kind of like this if you don't have an instrument. Oftentimes, if you do that to your brother or sister, you'll get in trouble. But when you do it in an instrument, it sounds really cool. And here's an example of a whole bunch of brass instruments playing together. We're going to listen to the faculty brass from our own summer camp here at Interlaken playing a piece by John Williams from a movie that many of you may have heard about. It's from Harry Potter, and the piece is called Quidditch. So the percussion instruments all are played by striking something, well, most of the time. And so there's a lot of different percussion instruments. There's drums, there's cymbals, there's also things that make melody, like marimbas and xylophones and bells, and there's timpani. So they get to play a lot of different instruments. So if you're somebody who likes to do different things all the time, percussion would be something you'd like.
So you've got some weird percussion here for us. What is this?
Well, this is a piece by Schwantner called And the Mountains Rising Nowhere. And this piece is you're going to hear them playing bells and playing big bass drums, and they're trying to make this kind of mysterious sound of a mountain rising out of the mist.
So here's our team. In this corner, we have woodwinds. In that corner, we have brass. In that corner, we have percussion. What is something that we can listen to that features all the team players really well?
Well, when you put this all together, you have a lot of different colors, kind of like if you're using a coloring book and you want to use a little red, a little yellow, a little blue. When a composer looks at a band, they decide how to group them to get different kinds of colors so they can make different feelings, just like you do with your coloring book or paints. So we're going to listen to a piece by Ralph Vaughan Williams, and he's an English composer, and it's called Sea Songs. And as you listen, you're going to hear oftentimes all of the brass playing, and then all of the woodwinds, and then he puts them together. And the percussion are playing kind of with everybody. They're friends with everybody.
Thank you.
That was Sea Songs, all of our bandmates working together well, music of Rafe Vaughn Williams. And now we are going to check in with our kids' commute Quizlet. Matt, what is our Quizlet question for the week?
What is the name of the movie monster known as King of the Monsters? And your clue for today, this monster debuted in a 1954 Japanese movie as a giant prehistoric sea monster awakened by nuclear radiation, who has atomic breath that looks like a heat ray.
Who is this monster? Bonus hint, it's not King Kong. If you know the answer, send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. And if you don't know yet, don't worry. We'll have a couple of more hints coming your way later in the week. Okay, that does it for Day 2, Teamwork in Band Week. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm Matt Schlummer. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Interlochen Public Radio.